When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin in line for a phenomenal weekly close. If Bitcoin price holds $49,000, Ezra Capital shares here. If Bitcoin's able to stay above the $49,000 level for the rest of the week, it could set itself up for a phenomenal weekly close. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. Also breaking news, Jack Dorsey reveals efforts to build a Bitcoin-centric decentralized exchange. That's right, the Twitter and Square CEO has made it official, announcing it right here. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, crypto veteran Bobby Lee analyzes a $1 million Bitcoin price and reveals what could prevent BTC from reaching that seven-figure mark. That's right, in this new interview he did with the Wolf of Wall Street, Scott Melker, entitled $1 million Bitcoin, he goes on to share, "I think the only nail left to hammer in the coffin is to literally declare Bitcoin as illegitimate and contraband, so they have not done that yet. I think that would be the last hammer in the nail. I don't think that's going to come this year, but it's not crazy to see it come about in 3, 4, 5 years. When Bitcoin hits $1 million, I think China's going to get nervous again." Also in today's show, we'll be discussing how a $1 million Bitcoin price will drive the billionaire flippening as the explosion in wealth, which will occur as Bitcoin gains in value, will create a new class of billionaires. That's right, I'll be breaking down the precise math of how we get to $1 million per BTC. And speaking of a seven-figure Bitcoin price, Fidelity, one of the largest asset managers in the world, who currently controls $10.4 trillion in assets under management, projects a $1 million Bitcoin price by 2026. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Again, that's CryptoNewsAlerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat and let me know where you're from. I'm your host, JV. And as usual, we have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin held 49,000 this morning on August 28th after the U.S. Federal Reserve sparked a run-up towards critical resistance. Right here, looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, and we're currently breaking out at the time of this recording with all eyes on 49,300 on the weekly chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro in TradingView showed Bitcoin cooling at the higher levels after cracking the $49,000 mark late Friday, and the end of the working week has seen a positive reaction to comments from the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell on tapering of asset purchases, as well as remarks on inflation. Meanwhile, stocks surged to all-time highs while the U.S. dollar weakened. Bitcoin made use of the opportunity and added $1,500 in just under an hour. And with the talk of a new bullish impulse move afoot on the crypto markets, the mood into the weekend was thus far from bearish. That's right, let's go Bitcoin bulls. And as crypto analysts Rec Capital shares here, if Bitcoin is able to stay above the $49,000 level for the rest of the week, it could set itself up for a phenomenal weekly close. And that weekly close has a solid chance of beating the last one at the time of this recording, with 49,300 the level to clinch for a multi-month high. Now that would also pace Bitcoin back into a tiny two-month window in which it closed above 49,000 on the weekly chart earlier this year, as you can see right here on your screen. And as Ryan Cantor and Clark shares, should be pretty obvious where Bitcoin is heading. We all know it's going to the moon, but as Joshua Perry put here, this could be pretty accurate. It's all over the place, isn't it? Now let's take a look at the buy and sell levels on major exchange Binance on the day, which meanwhile revealed the support line slowly building at around 48,800, forming a close standoff with the sellers just below $50,000. As you can see here, the Bitcoin buy and sell levels as of August 28th. Now let's talk about the altcoin market, which mostly benefited from renewed strength in Bitcoin. Cardano bulls led the advance, climbing almost 10% to $2.85 at the time of this recording and making up for most of its recently lost ground after hitting new all-time highs of $2.97. And before I break down our next break-in story of the day, Jack Dorsey reveals efforts to build a Bitcoin-centric decentralized exchange, as well as crypto veteran Bobby Lee analyzes a $1 million Bitcoin price and reveals what could prevent BTC from reaching that seven-figure mark, as well as a $1 million Bitcoin price will drive the billionaire flipping. And also we discuss Fidelity projecting a $1 million Bitcoin price in 2026. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major altcoins are currently breaking out. And in the green, with Bitcoin up 3% for the day, trading at around 49,000. Ethereum up 2.4%, trading at $3,244. Solana up about 16%, trading just under $95. Cardano up 5%, trading at $2.86. And Chainlink up 4%, trading just above $26. All right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Square and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is not just satisfied with saying he loves Bitcoin. He is doing everything he can to realize his dream of making Bitcoin the global currency of the internet. In mid-July, Dorsey announced the launch of TBD, a new business aimed at facilitating the creation of decentralized financial services. And today, he finally revealed that the division will be in charge of developing a decentralized exchange, better known as a DEX. Now, Jack Dorsey did not disclose further info about the platform, so it is likely still in the theoretical stage. However, considering the robustness of the Cash App, it is possible that some of the development will not be as complicated as if a startup was trying to create a product from scratch. Now, what exactly is a decentralized exchange? It's a platform that allows their users to trade cryptos and tokens without the need for an intermediary. Thanks to the code baked into a smart contract, everything is done in a decentralized and automatic way. So in general, their advantages are that they are anonymous and can be integrated with any token compatible with the protocol, with no verification process, do not require KYC, and allow parallel business development by designing new interactions with smart contracts. And as for the disadvantages, operations are slow and tend to be expensive because each trade has to be mined in a block, and smart contract interactions become more expensive as their complexity increases. Now, examples of decentralized exchanges are Uniswap, SushiSwap, PancakeSwap, Bancor, Balancer, etc. And in contrast, among the most famous centralized exchanges are Coinbase, Binance, Kraken, Hobby Global, and FTX, amongst others. Now, Jack Dorsey wants a Bitcoin-centric decentralized exchange. Just keep in mind, it's not as easy as it sounds. Due to their complexity, DEXs tend to be built on second-generation blockchains. Bitcoin is a first-generation blockchain because it only allows sending and receiving tokens. But Jack is a Bitcoin maximalist and is looking for his DEX to be fundamentally geared towards the number one cryptocurrency. There's not much information on how he plans to achieve his goal, but still, as Mike Brock, general manager of TBD at Square, revealed, much of the code will likely be developed on RSK. This layer 2 solution enables the execution of smart contracts on the Bitcoin network. And in this tweet storm, he goes on to share, as we said, this platform will be entirely developed in public, open source, open protocol, and any wallet will be able to use it. No foundation or governance model that TBD controls, permissionless or bus. And he also shares, we'd love for this to be Bitcoin native top to bottom. And that's leading us to consider things like RSK Smart. However, the gaps needed to build this may be too large, which would also have us consider other chains as a bridge. So there you have it. And before I break down our next story of the day, crypto veteran Bobby Lee analyzes a $1 million Bitcoin price and reveals what could prevent BTC from reaching that seven figure mark, as well as we discuss a $1 million Bitcoin price will drive the billionaire flipping, as well as Fidelity's projection of a $1 million Bitcoin Bitcoin price in 2026. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.1 trillion with just over $101 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance back on the decline at 43.8% with the Ether dominance at 18.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, Celo leading the pack up about 20%, trading at $4.78. ICP up about 15%, trading at $66. And Arweave up 13%, trading at $36. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 78 out of 100 in extreme greed. Yesterday was a 71, last week a 78, and last month a 50 in neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Crypto veteran Bobby Lee. Shout out to Bobby Lee. He's a previous guest of the show. We had a very good conversation. If you missed it, be sure to check it out. He's now identifying what he thinks are the main factors that can stop the Bitcoin price from hitting that seven-figure mark in the next 3 to 5 years. While exploring the probability of China declaring Bitcoin illegal, Lee says that such a ban is unlikely to occur in 2021, but that it could happen in the next 3 to 5 years when the flagship crypto's price has the potential to reach the seven-figure levels. Quoting Bobby Lee right here, we see countries like China trying to regulate it tightly, trying to practically almost banning it without banning it. I think the only nail left to hammer in the coffin is to literally declare Bitcoin as illegitimate and contraband. So they have not done that yet. I think that would be the last hammer in the nail. I don't think that's going to come this year, but it's not crazy to see it come in about 3, 4, 5 years. When Bitcoin hits $1 million, I think China is going to get nervous again. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the live chat. Lee also says that one of the threats to Bitcoin's continued success is the adoption of conservative monetary and fiscal policies across the globe. Quoting Bobby Lee again here, if the governments in the world get their act together and change the central banking policies, meaning fiat money, to be more sort of sound money principle, where they really refrain from excessive printing, excessive devaluing, where they start to balance their budgets, the national budgets, so don't run into a deficit spending that requires all the additional fiscal money loosening policies and all of the issuing of all the bonds and the debts and the treasuries and all that stuff, if they can sort of get behind that and really manage fiscal spending and manage monetary policy and potentially going back to asset-backed money such as gold-backed or partially Bitcoin-backed, then I think Bitcoin's outlook, Bitcoin's going to slow down in terms of its competitiveness against fiat money. Lee, however, does not foresee the money supply shrinking anytime soon. That's right, money printer continue to go brrr. And quoting him again here, it's like a race to print as much money as possible, and that's the shooting themselves in the foot. That's what's giving Bitcoin legs. So there you have it. And to watch this entire interview between Bobby Lee and Scott Melker of the Wolf of Wall Streets entitled $1 million Bitcoin, check the show notes below the video in the description and let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto veteran Bobby Lee. And before I break down our final story of the day and we discuss how a $1 million Bitcoin price will drive the Bitcoin flipping as well as Fidelity projecting a $1 million Bitcoin price in 2026. But first I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 900 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to help me get to 50,000 subs. You can also follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. When technological change happens in society, it happens quickly and in a pronounced manner. Precisely one decade ago, Apple's market cap had just matched ExxonMobil's market cap of $310 billion. In the decade since, Apple's market cap has gone up to over $2.4 trillion, and Exxon's has gone down by $100 billion to $216 billion. This gap is likely to only increase as time goes on. Now today we bring on Bitcoin. Even though its volatility has been testing all of our patience, Bitcoin is absolutely killing it, right? At the time of this recording, Bitcoin has once again crossed the $50,000 mark and its price is up over 280% from last year. Bitcoin's blockchain and crypto is considered by technocrats to be one of the fastest growing sectors in technology, as evidenced by venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz's creation of their new $2.2 billion crypto fund. Now, Andreessen Horowitz's partner, Balaji, who doubled as Coinbase's first CTO, wrote an article titled "The Billionaire Flippening," articulating what he believes will be the structural societal impact of Bitcoin's ever-increasing price. When cryptocurrency enthusiasts hear the term flippening, most think it is to describe a time period in which Ethereum's market cap eclipses the market cap of Bitcoin. However, for Balaji, it appears that there is another, perhaps more fascinating flippening that will come soon, the flippening of billionaires. That's right, he says when Bitcoin hits milestones like $100,000, there will be as many Bitcoin billionaires as there are traditional billionaires. When Bitcoin hits $1 million, the world's Bitcoin and crypto billionaires will surpass the number of traditional billionaires. That's right, if you run the math at a seven-figure price, anyone who holds a million BTC or more will become a trillionaire. That could be Tim Draper, that could be the Winklevoss twins, and the list continues. Now, in The Billionaire Flippin', Balaji explains the math as follows. There are 2,393 addresses with more than 1,000 BTC, and at $1 million per BTC, there would be 2,393 billionaire addresses. Bitcoin is currently about 60% of the total crypto market cap, so assuming a similar distribution of wealth of other coins, and assuming the entire crypto market cap also appreciates with Bitcoin, multiplying 2,393 by 1/0.6 to get about 4,000 crypto billionaire addresses. Today there are about 2,000 billionaires. Now 4,000 plus 2,000 would mean 66% of billionaires were from crypto, which is an overshoot. And as I recall, back when my colleague estimated this, the actual threshold was ballparked at around 200,000 per BTC as a point between 100,000 to 1 million per BTC. And to add my own calculus to this math, Bitcoin's compounded annual growth of 200% means that it is reasonable to think that within the next 2 years, half the world's billionaires will have made their fortunes from cryptocurrency. And within 5 years, by the time Bitcoin is $1 million, there will be more Bitcoin / crypto billionaires than from every other industry combined. Take that, Peter Schiff. Now, this represents the greatest structural change in wealth since the emergence of personal computers back in the 1980s. Since Apple tied ExxonMobil's market cap in August 2011, the story of the two companies has diverged. Apple has become the first trillion-dollar company and now sits at an unbelievable market cap of $2.478 trillion, or $2.2 trillion more than Exxon's. And in this information age, we all know change is constant, and whoever predicts change correctly wins the spoils. So there you have it. Let me know your thoughts surrounding a $1 million Bitcoin price. When do you feel this is likely to happen? Also like to point out that Fidelity, one of the largest asset managers in the world who currently controls over $10 trillion in assets under management, projects a $1 million Bitcoin price in 2026. This info was just released yesterday, as you can see here in this stock to flow chart. And as I point out here in this tweet, my prediction I've been saying for years now is $1 million Bitcoin by 2025. And now Fidelity projects by 2026. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show: Bitcoin in line for a phenomenal weekly close. A Bitcoin price holds $49,000. Also shared breaking news of Jack Dorsey revealing efforts to build a Bitcoin-centric decentralized exchange, as well as crypto veteran Bobby Lee predicting a $1 million Bitcoin price and says a China ban in the future is likely to happen, as well as a $1 million Bitcoin price will drive the billionaire flippening, as well as Fidelity projecting a $1 million Bitcoin price by 2026. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. And real quick, I want to give a special shout out to No Money G. I appreciate the super chat contribution he wrote. Always great news. Keep it up, guy. You bet. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. The one and only Katie Lux shares, "You're the man, JV. So glad to be part of the fam. This is a great team and your show is better than just sliced bread. And it's up there with Bitcoin. I don't know how you do it every day, but we are super grateful for you. Peace and love." Thank you so much, Katie. You are the best. Always appreciate you tuning in live. And the show just isn't the same without you. And this next comment comes from Dean Wellen, who wrote, "Love the show every day. It's the first thing I do," from Sydney, Australia. "Also, 288,000 is not the stock to flow X top. It's the average price for the 4 years between the halvings. It does not try to predict the top, which of course must be higher for the projected average to be true. Go BTC. I appreciate the love, fam. As always, thanks for tuning in. I also like to point out the person who responded to you is a fake scammer and not me. They wrote, thanks for commenting. Send directly message right away. I will never directly message people. I will never ask you to send me cryptocurrency. So we need to block these scammers. So what I do is hide user from the channel, delete and block and move on. I will never personally ask anyone to ever send me BTC. And the third and final comment comes from Henry Espinosa, who wrote, Viva la Liberated de Cuba. It's cool that they figured out how to bypass the World Bank and centralized banking system. That's right. Let's go, Cuba. I appreciate your support. And to be featured in tomorrow's episode, be sure to drop me a comment right there. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?